just walked through a door and everyone went quiet. This is really a memorial to Chernobyl. It's the control room of reactor number 4, a series of panels in a semicircular arrangement around me, and the displays above and the main reactor display. And with me is Simon Evans and Lauren Dodd, who are working on building a new shelter across this place. When you stand in here, Lauren, I don't know about you, it sends a chill down my spine.
It is haunting, there's no question about it. There's ghosts, if you will, from times past, still here. You can just imagine the people that worked here, wonderful living situation that they had in the modern city of Pripyat, which is less than 2 kilometers from here, the hunting and fishing in this area, and all of that has disappeared, because some people made some mistakes.
What about for you, Simon? You've been here before, but there was a hush as we came in the room. It feels like somewhere solemn. It feels like somewhere you should respect.
I think that's absolutely right. This is the huge symbolic part of the destroyed reactor, because this is where they started to realize that things were going very, very seriously wrong on that fateful night in April 1986. Majority of the room has been taken apart and cannibalized, but the shell of it still remains, and that almost increases the aura of the place, that in fact you have this very dark and dusty metal structure around you that you can almost imagine, taking back 25 years, what it must have been like here.
We're inside the sarcophagus around the reactor. It's about 200 tons of highly radioactive fuel just a few meters away from us. What are you trying to do?
Well, the sarcophagus is crumbling. It was not designed to exist for 25 years. In fact, it had a design life of 10 years. And for 15 years, you could go inside of the sarcophagus and you could look out through large openings the size of pitcher windows, and birds have been flying in and out, and rodents have been going in and out. And it's been a serious situation. When we complete the new safe confinement, we'll basically encase the sarcophagus or the object shelter and prevent certainly birds from flying in and out. We'll prevent radioactive dust from going out. And more important, we'll provide safe conditions for dismantling the structures that are crumbling, and ultimately allow for removal of all of the fuel-containing materials.
And hope that this is a memorial, nothing like this ever happens again.
We cannot allow anything like this to happen again.